Today, the Hillsborough County Economic Stimulus Task Force met in Tampa for their third meeting. The group, created by the County Commission as a way to generate job growth during this brutal recession, has already alienated some people in the community. Critics have said the task force is way too much with establishment faces. Its chair is Bob Aberger, the managing director for the Development and Investment Group with Trammell Crowe, a real estate development and investment firm. The majority of today's meeting consisted of a speech given by a relocation expert on how the outside business world looks at Hillsborough County. Mark House is with Beck Construction and a member of the task force. He asked the consultant, Jay Biggins, with Biggins, Lacey, Shapiro & Company, how much transportation and water play into a business's desire to relocate.
If you're a sustainable company, I'm not just saying being a green company, just a sustainable company, I'm not aware of any type of incentives or credits that we are offering to have a company come and they would say, look, I'm committed to lowering my water usage, I'm lowering my impact on the environment. The only thing we have right now is we move them to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And that, in my mind, is not good enough. You've got to be able to get something in return for, if you're lessening your traffic impact, what can we do to lessen the, not necessarily maybe the impact fee, but also some other things that we can do for you.
Biggins says there's lots of activity on the issues of energy and transportation.
Companies' ability to retain, to hire and retain the people they want, they need to brand themselves as an employer that believes in sustainability and practices sustainability, and young employees especially are constantly looking for hypocrisy in these claims. You know, they're looking for the real deal and would rather work for the real deal.
Dr. Jack Rexigel is director of the University of Florida Regional Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Hillsborough County. He said that his organization advertises nationally but has trouble recruiting English-speaking college graduates into the Tampa area.
I'm just wondering how good of a job we really do here in Hillsborough County as far as marketing ourselves, because as far as I'm concerned, we have a lot to offer. And once we get people in here, they realize it. And I just wonder, what does the youth today, what are they looking for here? Is it?
Biggins said that youth are turned on by a vibrant downtown, but he said that's somewhat of a non sequitur when referring to Tampa.
You're not in the top? Because you don't have as much going on the street at night downtown. You don't yet have the same density of downtown residential that fundamentally is needed for people to have. There has to be a market for them, for amenities to be here. I've done a lot of business here, and I've stayed in hotels downtown, and I go out, you know, on the downtown, you know, the real downtown, the core, Ybor City aside. And, you know, I'm the only person out there. And if I'm not the only person out there, then I'm concerned.
During the public hearing portion of the meeting at the end, there were only a handful of speakers. One was Tampa resident Norma Bostock, who thought that the task force was involved with finding jobs from the federal stimulus package.
I guess what I wanted to say is that I'd like to see more job training of people from Hillsborough County to be able to get the jobs that will be coming in. But I guess I just didn't understand. I thought this was about the stimulus package.
Well, and in our next session, we're going to be focused on workforce development. Renee Benton is going to be presenting. So we are looking at how we can provide expanded resources on those critical job training issues. But we are independent of, we wish we could say where the federal monies were going.